In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's been said that nowhere in the Gospel does Jesus explicitly claim Godhead, and that is absolute and complete nonsense. Because if you look at today's Gospel, what do you hear? The Father and I are one. End of story. Jesus is God. And there we have, you know, the doctrine of the Trinity is not set out as we would with theology these days, but it is clear within the Gospel, particularly the Gospel according to St. John. So Jesus is God, and we know this. How? Because the good deeds that he's done, the works that he did in his Father's name, testify to him. Whenever our Lord worked a miracle, it not only proclaimed the coming of the kingdom of God, it not only helped those who it was worked for, but it also proclaimed Jesus' divinity. Because no one who was not both true God and true man could have done the things that Jesus did. So never let anyone cast doubts upon the true Godhead of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we see again how God's providence used even the persecution that arose because of the martyrdom of St. Stephen to spread the gospel. Because had the persecution not taken place, those people would not have been scattered. And if they had not been scattered, they would not have preached the gospel in the places where they found themselves. And so that was one of the ways that God wrote straight with crooked lines. He used that in order to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. And we've seen that happen time and time again in the history of the church. And we also see in our first reading how, for the first time in Antioch, the disciples were called Christians, followers of Christ. Again, nowhere in sacred scripture, Jesus didn't say, "All right, you guys, your name is Christian." He didn't say that. In fact, he didn't really give his followers a name. Now, they referred to themselves initially as the way to what? The way to salvation. But in Antioch, the people said, "Who are these people?" Well, they're followers of the Christos. The anointed one. Ah, Christians. End of story. A name is not so important as the reality. You know, there are churches out there that will make a big deal about their name. Well, we're the Church of Jesus Christ of blah, blah, blah. Paint is cheap. Signs are cheap. The reality is what matters. Was the church founded by Christ? And does it work in the name of Christ? In other words, is the church one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.